The 1950s Science Fiction Podcast, Season 3, Episode 1, Movie Review, Rocket Ship XM. Hello and welcome back to the show. I've been absent from podcasting for a while due to working a busy schedule. I spend a good portion of my off time remodeling a new home I recently purchased. I'm also working longer shifts at my job and have less time to podcast. However, my new house will be completed soon, and I hope to resume a more frequent schedule of shows. Since there was a long pause between episodes, I decided to create a new season of the show. Today, I will discuss and review the movie Rocket Ship XM. Rocket Ship XM was one of the first sci-fi movies of the 50s. It was released just before the premiere of Destination Moon, in an effort for the producers to cash in on the public interest in space travel. The film was rushed into production to beat the deadline for Destination Moon's release. Rocket Ship XM was released on May 26, 1950, produced and directed by Kirk Newman. I mentioned him in a previous podcast on Kronos. The male lead is Lloyd Bridges as Colonel Floyd Graham. The female lead is Ola Manson as Dr. Lisa Van Horn. The supporting cast members include John Emery as Dr. Carl Ekstrom, Noah Beery Jr. as Major William Corrigan, and Hugh O'Brien as Harry Chamberlain, and Morris Ackerman as Dr. Ralph Fleming. The runtime is 78 minutes and was shot in black and white.
Between the Earth and the Moon at its closest proximity is 238,000 miles. We expect to cover this distance in approximately 48 hours.
X minus 5 seconds.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Starts at the White Sands Missile Base in New Mexico. Four men and one woman undergo a quick medical examination and proceed to another room where a press conference is in progress. The project director, Dr. Fleming, discusses the project while the countdown progresses in the facility. Dr. Fleming states that a rocket ship designed to reach the moon and five people have been selected to go will depart this evening to land on the moon. The press is allowed to interview the crew before embarking on the rocket ship. The crew consists of rocket designer Dr. Ekstrom, the pilot Colonel Graham, and flight engineer Major Corrigan, the navigator Harry Chamberlain, and the only female, Dr. Van Horn, a chemist. Dr. Van Horn aided in the design of the rocket fuel. She is also Dr. Ekstrom's assistant. After the conference, The crew loads onto the rocket ship. Launch. Rocket ship XM launches dramatically as the press corps and project personnel watch from the safety of a blockhouse. The launch is flawless and the crew experiences G-forces while they lay in military-style cots. Moreover, their attire is a military in design and they don't wear spacesuits. Rocket XM pushes into outer space and jettisons the first stage of the rocket while the crew experiences weightlessness for the first time. Then the rocket engines shut down and the ship is motionless in space just short of the moon. Dr. Erickson and Dr. Van Horn recalculate the rocket fuel mixture to start the rocket back into motion. The two scientists work hours to perform the correct calculations and do so without the help of electronic computers. Also, the ship has no radio contact with mission control due to the transmitter being out. Not the moon, Mars. The two scientists complete their calculations and reconfigure the amount of fuel needed for the trip. Dr. Erickson orders the navigator to set a new course for the moon. After a new course is determined, the pilot is instructed to accelerate the rocket ship. In doing so, the ship exceeds the required velocity and the gravitational force causes the crew to pass out. When they awake, they find they're en route to Mars instead of the moon. Dr. Erickson decides that the rocket ship must continue to Mars instead of trying to return to the moon. He cites that this is an opportunity lost if we didn't press onward. The crew agrees and preparations for a landing goes forth. The ship makes a landing on Mars. Rocket ship XM continues to Mars, achieves orbit, and makes a flawless landing. At that point, the crew decide to don their gear and make an excursion to the Martian surface. The air on Mars is breathable but thin. However, the crew doesn't use pressure suits, but dresses for high-altitude mountains. The attire consists of an oxygen mask and heavy jackets with gloves. The Martian surface consists of a desert-like terrain with a red hue in the sunlight. While the crew is exploring the surface, they find the ruins of an ancient city. Outside the ruins is the head of a statue. Two of the crew members examine the statue's head and discover that it's hollow and metallic. When they reach the city, some form of hieroglyphics is written on the walls. Dr. Erickson determines that the civilization became extinct due to atomic warfare. He cites the level of radiation indicated during a Geiger counter sweep after the landing. Dr. Erickson explains if there are any survivors, they are mutated in appearance. The crew decide to rest for the night and resume the next day. Due to possible dangers, one crew member stands guard while the rest sleep. Attacked. After the XM crew goes to sleep, the navigator, Harry Chamberlain, takes the first watch. He nearly falls asleep when he notices something moving in the Martian landscape. To his amazement, he sees humans. Harry wakes up Dr. Ekstrom and the rest of the crew. But the humans disappear before being seen. The crew goes to investigate Harry's report, but once they are out in the open, they're attacked by a primitive tribe of humans. The tribe uses rocks, spears, and axes to attack the crew. Dr. Ekstrom and Major Corrigan encounter a blind woman during the attack. Her screams alert the tribe to their location. Major Corrigan is injured, and Dr. Ekstrom is killed while he goes for help. He finds the rest of the crew just before he falls dead with a stone axe in his back. Colonel Graham, Harry, and Dr. Van Horn start searching for Major Corrigan. Harry gets attacked by a fallen boulder pushed by one of the tribesmen and is injured. They cease the search and head back to the rocket. A quick departure. The last three survivors get back to rocket ship XM safely and make a quick launch into outer space. The rocket is in transit back to Earth and all seems to be going well. As he gets near to Earth, Dr. Van Horn notices the fuel gauges are reading empty. They soon realize the ship will not be able to land safely. Colonel Graham sends a radio message to Project Control and informs them of the situation. As rocket ship XM burns up in the atmosphere, the project director tells the press corps about the mission. When one reporter states the project is a failure, The director announces that this is not a failure at all and is a step in the process. He orders rocket ship M2 to start tomorrow. Some final thoughts. Rocket Ship XM was a decent science fiction movie with a good storyline and good actors. However, it was produced on a low budget and took advantage of production delays Destination Moon experienced. Destination Moon, I think, was far better movie and more realistic in scope, while Rocket Ship XM was more adventure with some good science thrown in. Rocket Ship XM did have an anti-nuke message in the story. This was not uncommon in some science fiction stories back in the 50s. Atomic War and Doomsday were on everyone's minds since the Cold War had just started. Overall, I would recommend any science fiction fan to watch this movie, despite any flaws it may have. If you want to know more about the movie, there is an interesting article printed in the vintage magazine Starlog. The article explains how the film collector Wade Williams managed to save the print from destruction. Williams loved watching Rocket Ship XM since childhood and sought to collect it. He had to spend time and money on locating the master copy of the movie. Once he got the copy, he proceeded to reshoot effects, shots, and remaster the movie in an era before digital recordings. You can see the article in Starlog issue number 7. It's available on the Internet Archive. Link will be in my Vocal Media page. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I plan to return as soon as possible as I can with a new show. Remember, you can follow me on social media at EdwardGerman3 on Twitter and Shutterbug 1681 on Instagram. Please feel free to follow and support or send me a voice message by Anchor FM app. Thanks for listening.